all about her, her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio. Starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek.
Oh, I'm still simmering, Michelle. You know, here we are. You and I have read, you know, this new news that just came out about Bryn Mawr, the women's college that did this very strange campaign, sending out notes to all of its women students who had BMIs that were above normal, what they considered to be a normal, and basically telling them to sign up for a weight loss program. Ouch.
Awful.
I was interviewed for a number of outlets on this, and this was called on the national news kind of fat shaming, and a lot of women out there already have disordered eating, and this basically ignited this all over again. Talk about great timing, because today's segment is about how to overcome body image issues and boost your confidence, and wow, this hits the news. And we have with us Susan Kleinman, who is a board-certified dance movement therapist. She is also the creative arts therapy supervisor and dance movement therapist for the Renfrew Center, has won many national awards, and is very renowned in her field. And I couldn't think of a better person to help us, you know, tease some of this whole issue of body image apart. Susan, first, welcome to Her Radio. I've just described what happened at Bryn Mawr, and this was within the last 24 hours. What do you think of this and its whole impact on body image among these college students?
Well, I think it's absolutely shocking and appalling that in our culture this is what is being condoned and not even understood, that a BMI is only one aspect of a person, but it really doesn't matter. Someone's weight belongs to them, and you can't weigh someone's self-esteem.
Exactly.
So these kinds of efforts that go on, I think, are really detrimental to particularly women in our society.
I agree, Susan. I mean, we see it on Empower all the time. So let's go back to the basics of what is body image really?
Okay, I'm going to give you the definition I like the best. And my good friend Adrienne Ressler often uses this definition. Maybe she created it. I don't know. It's hard to know after a while if using someone's words. But I'm going to say it my way, that body image is the picture we have in our mind's eye of how we see ourselves, how we think others see us, and what it feels like to live in our body. And then as a result of these perceptions and feelings, we take certain actions. Some people turn toward overworking. Some people turn toward overexercising. Some people turn towards the best person in the office and the best little girl there is, and they make the very best grades, but they may not be a happy, healthy, whole person because their perception of themselves may be moving them in a way that causes them to overlook who they are inside of themselves and grow
in a healthy way. Well, Susan, right? Let me ask you a question. Why is it that women are more susceptible to negative body image than men?
I'm not sure. I think it's in part a cultural thing, but I think it's been that way down through the ages. But the standards have changed.
Yeah, I agree.
The standards have gotten very dangerous.
They're at such dangerous levels. That's why we're seeing, you know, such an insurgence of young women who are, you know, they just have no idea. They look in the mirror and they see fat, right? They're so They're so hard on themselves, and they don't love themselves really, which I think is one of the keys to all of this, is that they've got to start to love themselves, but they're looking at everybody else and thinking they need to be like them.
Well, it's media, right, Michelle?
Oh, it is. It's
media.
Huge media.
I mean, they're
media,
swimming in
pressure,
it. Look around.
Yep.
Open up any magazine, you know?
It's a combination of everything. It's a combination of everything.
Media, schools, the culture in general, the person's culture, the culture in the place they live. And we even have a culture in an eating disorder center.
Right. Right.
So everywhere we turn, there's a culture, and we develop in this culture from the time we're born.
So
we're developing our body image.
Right. And I think men have a lot to do with this, too, right? We want to attract men. We want to attract our fathers. I mean, this goes way back to, you know, when we're young. I think this starts to happen with us. But can you share a few tips for changing, how we can change a negative body image?
I think before I work to help anyone change, I like to work to help them understand who they are, what they feel, and what's important to them. So I tell them I like them to be a detective. They're not a patient when they work with me. They're a detective, and together we're going to investigate the mystery of why they have an eating disorder, for example. And we're going to look at their relationship with themselves, and we're going to see what we can discover. We're going to identify clues that might lead us to some conclusion. I just did a group on body image with about 20 women with an eating disorder, and we used a quote as a springboard to explore body image issues about how some people treat themselves as an enemy or a stranger.
Right.
And all these women could relate to that. And we looked for ways to express that and to understand it better. And some people compared themselves to others, felt they weren't good enough, worked to be perfect, connected but not quite,
right.
Never felt good enough, and if they were working toward a goal, seemed to sabotage themselves before they reached that goal.
Well, you're talking to the choir on this one, because I suffered from all these things.
So you know firsthand what it's like to live in your body. I think that's the most neglected issue when we go to work on body image, is the experience one has of living in their body.
Well, you know, what's really interesting is you bring up some fabulous points. Everything from just acknowledging your body and stopping the fat talk, as it were, mm-hmm. identifying parts of your body that you really love and can work with and shift your focus instead of bashing your thighs. You know, you look at other, you know, you look at your body and say, what are the amazing things it can do? It's so funny. When I was a young person, calves and my thighs are very, very muscular. I come from that kind of a family. I'm now a triathlete. And the joke is, many years later, I couldn't get into simple boots when I was a little kid, you know, because I had these very muscular calves. Now they're the reason why I just qualified for the Senior Olympics. And
wow.
So, you know, it's really amazing. You just sort of make it all work. We want to thank you so much for joining us on Her Radio. Susan Kleinman, who is with the Renfrew Center, is a creative arts therapy supervisor and dance movement therapist. Thank you for helping us understand how to overcome body image issues and boost your confidence. The website is renfrewcenter.com. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson.
Thank you so much, Susan, for all this helpful information. One of the things you have to start with, ladies, is learning how to love yourself for who you are. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook. Stay well.